Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. The Eric Zane Show podcast, Patreon bonus from right here. Thank you so much for being part of it. There was a school shooting at some point when we were doing the free podcast. It was very, very unfortunate. Perry High School in Iowa. Just a few dozen miles outside of Des Moines, Iowa. This has been like a trickle of information on this one. Quite slow going. Zero confirmed. I just know that there has been a tremendous amount of activity online about said incident. Up to showtime just now, I didn't have a ton of information. What there was a lot of was how quickly you'll see posts that say, "All right, here we go. Bunch of Democrats getting released on Epstein's list. So let's go kill some kids. And that's going to, you know, divert our attention. And then no one will notice that there's names on Epstein's list." First of all, there is no Epstein list. That was all fucking bullshit, as far as I understand it. There was no list. We were led to believe that, you know, yesterday, okay, here's the list, and it's just a sheet of paper. Here you go. Here's all the people that have had sex with children on Epstein's Island, and that couldn't be further from the truth. That did not happen. So then the school shooting happens, and everybody's like, school shooting now. Kids are dead. That's happening because Epstein's list came out. That's bullshit. So it's all fucked up. I'm sure the usual process will take place. My hope is that, you know, this was stopped and no one was injured, but let's be real here. Probably, definitely some type of injuries. Probably, definitely death. Makes me think that there is, again, it's that whole argument. If I'm a mom or dad now, before when someone would say, "I'm going to homeschool my kids," they'd be like, "Oh, that kid's going to be fucked up." Yeah, it's better than being dead. Without a doubt, if I had young kids right now, they're not going to school. Dare I say, in my opinion, that if you are an audience member, with all due respect, and you are letting your kids go to a public, well, to any school, even my own grandkids, I'm telling you, you are making a mistake. You are putting your child in potentially in harm's way. If your child is at school at home and you've made the necessary changes in your life to homeschool your child, and there is a way, you have reduced the chance of something terrible happening to your child. I urge you to figure that out. I don't give a shit what you do. It's got to be a way to do it. You can't say, "Well, I got to work. Got to send my kids to school." Bullshit. Yeah, teach your kids yourself. You don't need the fucking education system. You don't. You really don't. And you're going to have a great time doing it. And you're going to be awesome at it. Sure, it might drive you crazy, but you love your kids. You don't want your kids dead. Yeah, but the chances of a school shooting are very small. Yeah. It's enough, though. Isn't it? Isn't it enough of a chance? How much chance? What number of chance leads you to the breaking point? So I am definitely on team homeschool your kids till further notice. Megan says, I want my kids at home with me. Do it. You should. That's a fucking power move. Any mom or dad who says, you know what? If nothing is going to be done to ensure the safety of my children, I'm not going to leave it to a roll of the dice of whether or not they survive the day. Fuck that. I'm taking all of that out of the equation. I think that conversation needs to happen more and more with the parents of America's school-aged children these days. Not even fucking kidding you. And if you go to a college, I don't know, man. Maybe get it online. Fucking A. It was too much 2 decades ago. You know? Megan, you have to be considering this at this point, right? After all of this beautiful wisdom that I just bestowed upon you, with a terrific opinion, as always, well thought. As I like to say from time to time, it's my opinion. Make it yours. Everyone in the audience would be a better person if they would take all of my opinions and make them their own. You have my permission to take my opinions and make them your own. And doggone it, you should. All right. That's all I have to say about that, because I don't have shit more for information. I just know that they're very well. Could be some very, very gruesome things in store for some people, and that is awful. There was no Epstein list. It was court documents in which famous people's names were mentioned. The most interesting thing about all of this, and a lot of these were depositions by victims and whatnot during various legal wranglings concerning Jeffrey Epstein and the island and Ghislaine Maxwell and lawsuits from people like Virginia Giuffre. To me, because the names Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and then there's one more name that comes up, and it's Stephen Hawking. You know, ALS hadn't moved. He died in 2018. He'd been in the same position for like 20 years with ALS. Remember that time when they took Stephen Hawking and put him up in the vomit comet? Stephen Hawking, zero gravity. They put him up in that fucking plane. And then they undid his seatbelt. And they said, all right, let's let Stephen float around for a little bit. It was so fucked up. This is that moment right here. All right, I don't see him yet. Okay, everybody's having fun. Then he's going to come floating by like a runaway Goodyear blimp. Okay, here he is. They're just like pushing him around. Can you imagine if their calculation was off and they came back into like gravity and it just slammed him down to the ground and oh no. So Hawking got to go up in the vomit comet for zero gravity, and the talk was he also participated in a massive orgy. I'm not even kidding. I don't give a shit about Clinton. I don't give a shit about Prince Andrew. It's all stuff that has been talked about before. I'll get to some of the other less interesting things. But Epstein offered a reward to Virginia Giuffre's friends, acquaintances, and even family members in order to help prove that Giuffre's allegations that Stephen Hawking participated in an orgy were false. In an unsealed email between him and Maxwell stated. Now, I don't know about you, but just for the sheer entertainment level of this, I really want to believe that Stephen Hawking was in any type of orgy. Now, I would want it to be a legal orgy. I wouldn't want the Stephen Hawking orgy to be with underage women. But that's the crux of everything Epstein, you know? So that would really blow a lot of people's minds if suddenly there was proof that this guy right here was involved in a massive under 18, not legal orgy on Epstein Island. I mean, are you serious? Now, I don't know how that would work, because I'm pretty sure that everything from the neck down, pretty much from the eyes down, ALS robbed all muscular movement. So I don't think his ding dong could be like stiff. I don't think ALS spares your ding dong. I'm pretty sure that everything is just completely fucked up. And I think that when you don't use it, your ding dong shrinks. Take it from me. I've seen the NFK's junk. It's bad. I don't even think he pounds his pud. So anyway, that is quite terrifying to think that actually an orgy could have taken place with a bunch of underage girls and Stephen Hawking. This all came from January 2015. It was Virginia Giuffre's strongest allegation. She said that at the Clinton dinner, that was some event, and the new version in the Virgin Islands, that Stephen Hawking participated in the young girl, underage, illegal orgy. God damn. A lot of these pictures have been circulating with Epstein rubbing elbows with Trump or Clinton. There's the Prince Andrew one. That's Virginia Giuffre right there. And Ghislaine Maxwell, and that's Prince Andrew. That's really, really nasty, because right after that, it probably went down. That's some gross shit right there. But there's tons of pictures with Trump and Epstein together and Clinton and Epstein together. And, you know, I mean, my God. And then they're all like, I didn't even know the guy. I didn't even know the guy. Well, that's bullshit. Of course you knew the guy. Oh, yeah, he was just some weirdo. I barely had any interaction with him. It's like, well, I can see, goddammit. Don't fucking piss on my back and tell me it's rain, you asshole. All right. In addition to Giuffre's allegations that she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew while underage, the documents include additional claims from either Epstein victims about Prince Andrew. One woman identified as Jane Doe testified she had sex with Prince Andrew 3 times and that Epstein told her to give the prince whatever he demanded. Now, Buckingham Palace have denied the allegations against him, but they went ahead and stripped him of any titles, really. So that's weird. Clinton, former President Clinton's name appears 73 times in the newly released papers, but he is not implicated in anything illegal. As part of a 2016 testimony, a victim by the name of Joanna Joberg recalled Epstein telling her that former President Clinton, quote, likes them young, referring to girls. How would you like to be Clinton right now? And it's in print for the world that Jeffrey Epstein, who you said you barely knew, told this victim that you like them young, referring to girls. And this is years after the Monica Lewinsky thing. You know? I mean, Clinton, either he doesn't say anything or he denies it. And if he denies it, he's saying to the victim, you're a liar. Many references to Clinton appear to be related to Giuffre's attempts to compel him to be deposed in her since-settled lawsuit against Maxwell. He did not say anything during that lawsuit. Clinton, who flew on Epstein's private jet multiple times, has denied having any knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. Trump, who, as you know, has said, I barely knew that fucker. I think I recognize him. He appeared at least four times in the unsealed documents. In Joberg's deposition, she described how Epstein once called him up on the phone and said, hey, we're going to land the private jet and come see and go to the casino. We'll meet you in Atlantic City. Joberg later added that she never massaged Trump. She was a masseuse. In her own deposition, Virginia Giuffre said she was lured into working as a masseuse for Epstein when she was 17. And she also worked as a spa attendant, working at Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Some more highlights. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app. And oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock. Let's see. On Wednesday, documents were released. The list included Michael Jackson, David Copperfield, Alan Dershowitz, Jane Doe number 3. This is the attorney, Alan Dershowitz. He's 85 years old now, and he's denying allegations of wrongdoing. He's defended himself and Epstein's other associates earlier this week. Epstein allegedly forced Jane Doe number 3 to have sex with his lawyer former Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz when she was a child. The alleged incidents took place not only in Florida, but on private planes in New York, New Mexico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. One filing stated, added that Dershowitz also was, quote, an eyewitness to the sexual abuse of many other minors.
Oh, my God.
Al Gore. Maxwell's attorneys requested Giuffre provide photos. This is like how the names came up. It isn't like it's like Al Gore, he put his finger into a child. Al Gore. Maxwell's attorneys requested Giuffre provide photos or videos of herself with several high-profile people, including former President Al Gore. Giuffre, I don't know why they would want that. Maybe she had suggested that he was involved. Giuffre objected to the motion on the grounds that such documents were in, quote, custody and control of Maxwell and Epstein, the unsealed paper showed. Joanna Schoberg denied ever meeting Gore in her testimony. So when they see a name like, when the victim says, I never saw Al Gore there, they take Al Gore and say, oh, he was named in the document. That's not really saying Al Gore had anything to do with this. Michael Jackson. Oh, Michael Jackson, his name's on the list. Of course, he's into kids, little boys. Uh-uh. Joanna Schoberg claimed to have met Michael Jackson in Palm Beach at Epstein's house. She said, I never touched him. That's it. That's all his name comes up as. Joanna Schoberg described David Copperfield showing up at one of Epstein's homes to do his stupid magic tricks. So now Copperfield's like, why? My name's on the list. But not really. He questioned me. David Copperfield questioned Joanna Schoberg and said, are you aware that girls were getting paid to find other girls? She added, noting that the illusionist did not specify what he meant. So that's weird. It's almost like Copperfield was fishing for something, whether good or bad, we don't know. But this Joanna Schoberg said, oh yeah, Copperfield asked me if I was aware that girls were getting paid to find other girls. So strange. In her 2016 deposition, this is just unsealed, Giuffre claimed to have had sex once with Hyatt Hotel chain heir Tom Pritzker. Pritzker is worth $6.2 billion. He vehemently denies the allegation. Now, that's pretty fucking damning. Now, of all these things I've talked about, other than Prince Andrew, that's the most damning thing on this list. And it's some dude that I don't think anybody's ever heard. I mean, I've never heard of Tom Pritzker, but he is worth $6.2 billion. So Pritzker is like, oh, thank God for the allegation about the Stephen Hawking wheelchair orgy, because people might be talking about me. But Giuffre said, well, and this isn't new. Pritzker's been fighting this allegation for 8 years now. I think 8 years. What year is it now? 24? Yeah. Maxwell sent out Giuffre to give a hedge fund billionaire named Glenn Dubin an HJ. Ghislaine told me to go to Glenn Dubin and give him a massage, which means sex. His wife, former Miss Sweden, Dr. Eva Anderson Dubin, dated Epstein for several years. God, isn't that crazy? Sex can just destroy an empire. Kevin Spacey. Victim Joanna Schoberg, in testimony, denied crossing paths with Kevin Spacey. So that's all they have to say. Yeah, Kevin Spacey, nope, have no idea. He was named in the document. George Lucas was named in the document. Star Wars creator George Lucas was mentioned once because Joanna Joberg denied meeting him. Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, Bruce Willis. People be like, their name. All they have to say is they're named in the Epstein list. Well, yeah, but listen, Joberg denied a alleged press report that she met several Hollywood A-listers. I did not meet them. No. When I spoke about them, it was when I was massaging whoever, I guess that would be Epstein, and he would be on the phone while I was massaging him, like a normal massage. And one time he said, that was Leonardo, or that was Kate Blanchett, or Bruce Willis, that kind of thing, she clarified in her deposition. And then everybody goes, oh my God, DiCaprio, Bruce Willis, oh fucking shit, he's on the list. All right, the big takeaways here. Clinton, named a lot. You got a lot of pictures. Trump, a lot of pictures. No wrongdoing. Prince Andrew, we already knew he was a goddamn creep. Alan Dershowitz denies that he had sex with that chick. The big Stephen Hawking wheelchair orgy is a good one. And the dude from Hyatt Hotels, Tom Pritzker. That's about it. This has turned into, unfortunately, a nothing burger. And that's a drag. Linda says, my old market research firm used to do work for Hyatt Hotels. Pritzker family owns it. Yep. Chris says she never crossed paths with Eric Zane either. That's true. So glad you're all here. What an eventful week it's been. There has been all sorts of fighting within this small ragtag live stream chatting audience. For once, EZ not involved. We started out the week on Tuesday with Radio Voice Linda, motherfucking anyone who rubbed her nose in the face or in the shit of the Alabama loss. That was a spectacular moment. That ended. Today starts again. And I don't even know how we got to it, but before long, I think this was a fight over Tetris. Yeah, what a dumb thing. The brawls in this show, all sorts of drama. There was people motherfucking everybody, and it broke off into other fights. My God. I'm glad we can do that. I'm glad we can do that. We can just start giving each other shit and then somehow put it all together. On the live stream, there was a comment by Stevie. Is it buffering for anyone else? It was for me, too. I saw that. I think it may be back now. I hope so. I apologize if there was any little glitch in the matrix, but it was, I could see that too. All right. Let's go back in time. I've got an email here. It says, Liberated Zane. Chris D. writes regarding yesterday's show. Easy. I was dying when I heard you on today's pod describing yourself in the WBBL Channel 8 firing video as looking like you were just liberated from Auschwitz. I was so skinny, it's ridiculous. Can we also get a review of the news story when you first signed on WBBL? He adds, there's some great gestures in that one too, LOL. I really enjoy the pullback the curtain stories. Nobody does them better. Thank you, Chris. That's a great idea. All right. I definitely want to do that, and I am going to do that because it is fun to do that. It's fun for me, too. All right, the live stream is fixed. Kenny Wright writes, nobody was fighting. Amanda was just being a bitch and got called out for it. Yeah, Kenny, this is what I need you to do. I need you to unmute everybody because that dynamic was too fantastic. So as a favor to me, I am asking you to unmute or unblock Amanda, and I want you to unblock Rob because Rob was actually on your side and said, well, no, Kenny is not at fault here. He's actually providing something pertinent. He knows. I mean, he has masturbated so much while playing video games. He knows what that 13-year-old who was coming after he beat Tetris, what that kid is going through. And he provided some great insight to how much. Can you imagine the amount of young ball semen that flew out of that kid's pants? And Kenny, I know you've masturbated to all sorts of Lara Croft imagery when you're playing video games. So if you could do that, you would make your old pal EZ happen. Perhaps I can broker this deal. What? Let me ask you this. What do I have to do to get you? Well, I mean, what can I do for you to get you to unblock those people on Twitch so that I can, we can have that raw passion emerge from time to time between you and whoever your detractors are? I think you need to man up. Okay? Radio Voice Linda does not block Joe Martinez. Okay? She wants to. But the dynamic between them is too strong. You blocking someone for words they say is pretty soft. Now, I'm not even saying that to be a dick. It's just, it's pretty weak. So you're going to have to man up and, you know, unblock them. Because whether you like it or not, you're a part of the content of the show. Now, I know that occasionally, once a year, I'll get a phone call with you weeping openly, going, I need Eric Zaytunian, not Eric Zane. I want a friend, not a podcast. And everybody else can suck my fucking southern dick. I want Eric Zaytunian. We need that. So you can't leave. You're stuck. So go ahead and unmute them, okay? Now quit screwing around now. I want to see you chatting them up tomorrow. All right. Why did I get on that again? I don't know. Hey, how about this? Matthew Stafford's wife has a podcast. Now, I don't care about it. It's called The Morning After with Kelly and Hank. These two pals get together and they chit-chat. But in this clip, Kelly Stafford was watching the Lions game against Dallas with Matt Stafford. Now, Stafford, being a good portion of his career was with the Lions, he had been on the receiving end of many times where the refs would bend the Lions over and stick their ref dicks up the Lions' ass. This is what Kelly Stafford says her husband, Matt Stafford, had to say about when the refs fucked the Lions in the ass the other night.
Do you know that when I spoke to Matthew, his response was, holy shit, it happened again.
Like, because everybody flashbacks to Dallas and Matthew in that playoff game.
It doesn't even matter if it's in Dallas. There's always rules made up after something happens with the Lions. Like, this is how it all plays out whether this is the NFL script or not, where they're wanting the Rams to come to the Lions and they're making that happen somehow, which I know people laugh at the script. I'm kind of a believer in script.
It's a script.
But
so Matthew, who knows football better than anybody, believes that this was not only a bad call, but a deliberately bad. I'm not going to put those words in his mouth.
But watching it,
he said, holy shit, Detroit got screwed.
Yes. And here's my thing. People make mistakes, okay? That's an I don't know if it's an easy mistake.
All right. What you just heard was two stupid fucks quoting a stupid fuck. The whole idea that there's a script, and they kind of talked out of both sides of their mouth. Oh, there's a script, but it's not deliberate. Well, it can't be. I do not believe that the NFL is rigged. This was...